What's up, everyone? It's the Dead Air Gypsies. This is Alia.
This is Michael.
And this is Lady in Blue.
This is Skazi.
And we're going to be talking about Michael's hunger strike. He's been on a hunger strike for 6 days. I wonder why he's been on that hunger strike. We're going to talk about the top 10 reasons to go on a hunger strike. Okay, I had to cut that song off early. It was a good intro, but it swears.
So, don't want that.
Yeah. This is me and Michael's last show, and then we're going to hand it over to the old gypsies.
Oh, well.
Because these young gypsies, we're getting in our caravan and we're going.
I'm not that old.
I'm the old one.
I mean
the veterans.
Go
the
ahead.
Veterans of the show. Of the
yeah.
Show. Oh, so, that's right.
That's what you meant.
Michael, how long have you been on a hunger strike?
This is my sixth day.
Jeez.
Sixth day.
Wow.
Night into the night now.
Yeah. So,
what kind of hunger strike is this?
I'm doing a cleanse, actually. It's a master cleanse. It's 12 tablespoons of maple syrup, grade B pure maple syrup, 12 tablespoons of lemon juice, a half a tablespoon of cayenne pepper, and 60 ounces of water.
Oh, so
nasty.
It's sort of a cleanse hunger strike.
Yeah, it's a cleanse. Get all the impurities out of you. By the end of 10 days, you're supposed to be totally pure. So I could only go a week because I got to get replenished and stout for the Brewfest coming up. I can't walk into the Brewfest half starved and get wasted and fall over.
It wouldn't take very much.
No. So have any impurities come out?
You know, all right.
Yes, describe them in color and texture.
All right, you brought it up, but I wasn't even going to tell this joke. I've been constipated and I've been drinking Senna tea, and I said I'm waiting for a movement to come along and change everything. It's <good.
laughs> If anyone has anything to say about any fasts they've been on and they want to call down here, the number is 360-468-3656. But go ahead, Alia, with your
my top 10 list.
Top 10 list.
Okay, so top 10 reasons why Michael would want to go on a hunger strike. Reason number one, Michael's not going to eat anything until the truth is revealed about Sarah Palin's wardrobe.
I'm waiting. 100 grand? 100,000?
What do you mean the truth?
Was it 100? Well, did it cost 100,000 or was it?
Yeah, there was like a controversy. Grand. They said she spent too much money on clothes.
Oh.
So. She says she wasn't in Neiman Marcus at all. That the media made that up.
I can't believe any suit could cost 100,000. But then they said John Edwards' haircut cost him 7,000. So I can't imagine a haircut costing 7,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, those must be some silver clippers.
Well, I got a song that I think Sarah could probably relate to really well. It's called Backwoods Barbie.
I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie are the models in the Frederick's catalog. From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all. I'm just a backwards Barbie, too much makeup, too much hair. Don't be fooled by thinking that the goods are not all there. Don't let these false eyelashes lead you to believe that I'm as shallow as I look, 'cause I run true and deep. I've always been misunderstood because of how I look. Don't judge me by the cover, 'cause I'm a real good book. So read it to it what you will, but see me as I am. The way I look is just a country girl's idea of glam. I'm just a backwards Barbie in a push-up bra and heels. Might look artificial, but where it counts, I'm real. And I'm all dolled up and hoping for a chance to prove my worth. And even backwards Barbies get their feelings hurt.
Are we on?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are we on the air? Well, wait.
Is there a button problem?
Are we broadcasting?
I think we are.
I think we are. That was just a joke. We actually, my mom showed us how to work this one time and before she left. And how have we been on the radio controls?
Genius.
Geniuses.
I'm proud of you.
Are we like
radio?
And you learned how to drive my 4Runner while I was gone too. That you never drove before either.
Yeah.
You're stepping up to the plate. I love it.
I know. Yeah, we're like radio phenomenons. Like me and Michael, we want to put this on our resume when we go to Austin.
Maybe get a college radio show.
Yeah.
Community college.
You have to go to college, though, to have a college radio show.
We could fake it.
And I thought I heard a program that you did about why not to go to college.
Well, we could spread the word.
We could just go there and pretend we're students.
You could just be on Austin City Limits.
That'd be cool.
Is it in Austin?
Yep. It is in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, number 2 on our top 10 list why Michael would be going on a hunger strike. He's not eating until the Cubs win the World Series.
The Red Sox already got 2, and I just want the Cubbies to get one.
Yeah.
I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a native Chicagoan, and it's a long wait. It's a long wait.
It's a lot of maple syrup.
Do you think you could survive hunger striking, waiting for the Cubs to win?
Does Vermont have enough maple syrup?
No.
Yeah.
You know, why do they call the good maple syrup grade B? I never understood that.
I don't understand that either.
You'd think you'd want to call the good stuff
grade A. Right.
Yeah, it actually, grade A is like the cheap stuff, and then it gets better.
Weird.
Yep. Weird.
Yeah, that's in reverse.
Don't buy grade B eggs. I learned that one the hard way.
What are grade B eggs?
I don't know, but you don't feel good the next day.
Oh. Okay, well, we got a song about the Chicago Cubs.
Let me just say something about it.
Okay.
I've been wanting to play this song a long time, and especially because the Cubs once again botched another World Series attempt. But this is a song by Steve Goodman, and it's called A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request. And he wrote this when he was dying of leukemia, and he's dead now. But it's a last.
That's hilarious.
I know. He was quite a guy. He was so good. I'm so glad I got to see him perform in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Steve Goodman's A Dying Cub's Last Request.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan,
the hawk wind blows so cold. An old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. He told him, it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year. Till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my...
1.6 seconds over. We now have a question for both candidates, and it's from William...
Oh, we had a little technical problem.
I guess that was our karma for, like, making fun of technical problems.
Yeah.
We had one ourselves.
It skipped to the next track, but that next track is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday Night clip where they ask Obama and McCain, what would they do if elected in office to help the Chicago Cubs? I think you should play that one.
Okay.
Bill Murray
asking.
Bill Murray.
We're gonna play
it. It's
this.
Very short. Yeah. And it's very funny. Okay. To me.
Here we
Maybe
go.
Maybe not to anyone else. I don't know.
It's hilarious.
1.6 seconds over. We now have a question for both candidates, and it's from William Murray.
Senator McCain. Last week, in the National League Divisional Playoffs, the Chicago Cubs faced the Los Angeles Dodgers. In game one, the Cubs lost 7-3. In game two, They lost 10-3. And in game 3, 3-1. What, as president, would you do to guarantee this never happens again? Senators, in your answer, please be specific.
That's a fair question, William, but let's face it. The Cubs may very well be in the playoffs again, perhaps even next year. If so, they will lose again. And they're going to keep right on losing year after year after year. Because that is what the Cubs do. We as a nation have got to wean Cubs fans away from supporting that team and retrain them to root for other teams. Teams that will actually have a chance of winning.
Senator McCain.
Here I have to agree with my opponent. Let me give you some straight talk, my friends. The Cubs will never win the pennant, much less the World Series. Junior over there, he won't tell you that. I just did.
All right, we've fallen a bit behind. So.
They're not going to wean me away from the Cubs.
Yeah. Woo.
Have you ever been to a live Cubs game?
Yes, many. Many. In fact, I was.
You don't get tired of being disappointed?
No. I was even. People saw me on WGN. They put the camera right on me.
Sweet.
Rooting for the Cubs.
Maybe you could relate, Michael, and you could give them some words of encouragement. Like, the Red Sox had a curse, too.
Yeah, but I didn't believe it until they won it. Like, when they were in the, I'd be a liar if I said that I thought they were going to win that World Series in 2004, and they did. But, yeah, you just have true fan stays in there till the end.
Just like, you got to always have hope. So I still have hope. What's that?
It's an emergency alert system.
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh.
For real?
It is. It's our EAS going off in the background.
Is that just a test?
Yeah, it's a test.
This is only a test.
That was a test of the emergency.
It's still going.
What is it?
Oh, it's a real one.
Wow.
Head for the hills.
Wait, are they talking about our county?
No. I don't think islands flood that often.
Okay, this is the...
It's like rivers and stuff.
Let me insert some Virgo-ness here and tell you what's happening. I believe that it's our transmitter. It's spitting it out back there. And it...
I think this radio station is haunted.
Today, at least.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, they're talking about... Whoa. Wow.
So basically, if you live next to a river,
I think,
like, you're kind of screwed. So, like, go get on the top of your house.
Yeah. It's coming from behind us, you guys.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming from that cabinet.
Oh.
You can hear it.
It's spooky.
That is weird, and I am creeped out right
this
now.
This is irrelevant to us here.
Has anyone here ever been in a flood?
No.
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 Me neither. I think it'd be kind of fun, though, if you had a two-story house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so should I keep going?
Yes, keep going. We're
okay,
not,
so... Okay.
It's not a disaster yet.
We've only... Let me see, we're 20 minutes into the show. We've got... Whoa, this radio station's haunted, and we've just counted down the first two reasons why to go on a hunger strike. Reason number three to go on a hunger strike.
Yes.
We are not eating anything until Lance gets to have his sleepover contra dances at the community center.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
Slumber party dancing.
For the slumber party contra dance. And we're not going to eat until that day arrives.
Okay.
Don't anyone spike the punch.
So do all these things have to happen?
Yeah, these are our demands. And until our demands get met, we're not going to eat anything.
I'm coming off this thing Thursday.
Okay.
Two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
As a certain friend said to me, dancing is doing horizontally what you would like to do vertically. So here's to all those slumber party contra dances.
Okay, so reason number four why Michael is on a hunger strike. Michael's on a hunger strike until Barack Obama finally decides what kind of puppy his family is getting for the White House.
I hope he gets a pit bull.
I think that's it. Is it really his decision, or it seems like it's the little girl's decision?
I always like Shih Tzus.
Well, I before I left the house, I got a Yahoo article. And it's entitled The Presidential Pooch Watch. And apparently this has become an international issue. Since he's the first global president It's not surprising that the phyto frenzy has gone international. Peru has suggested that its native Peruvian hairless dog, a bald, toothless breed, which actually looks cuter than it sounds.
It was very cute. I was surprised how cute a hairless dog could be.
And toothless?
Toothless, yeah.
How do you feed it?
Well, the reason he needs a hairless dog is because one of his daughters is allergic.
Yeah, but why do you need a toothless dog?
Well, the Peruvian president, in a very diplomatic, you know, extending hand type thing, has offered the native Peruvian hairless dog. And he's even picked out a specific dog in mind named Ears. Do you think have you ever noticed that Obama has big ears?
You're right. Sorry. I didn't think about that.
Oh, is that a picture of it?
Yeah, this is a picture of it here.
Weird. It looks like a baby, like, emaciated deer.
My next door neighbor had big ears, and everyone called him Ears, so that's kind of cruel to call the dog Ears, because they didn't call him Ears affectionately.
Well, it says if the Obamas, they had to look for allergy-free dogs. And in fact, Yahoo searches on the list of hypoallergenic dogs surged over 300% as the curious researched on their own. Lookups on Golden Doodle, another low allergy breed, increased 200%, as well as searches on Obama Golden Doodle and Golden Doodle Rescue.
Is that a Golden Retriever poodle?
I guess. I better Google it.
Is there a hypoallergenic cat?
Yes, they have those hairless cats, too. Ooh,
really?
Because Michael's allergic to cats.
I know, and that should bring us to our next point. I think Michael's been... while I was gone for a month, a certain daughter of mine, not only did she... learned to run a radio station and learned to drive my 4Runner that she never drove before, but she let in the cat that I had trained to be outside.
That brings me to number 6 on our list of reasons why Michael is on a hunger strike. He is on a hunger strike until Jack the cat gets let back into the house.
No way.
I'm severely allergic to this cat. Like, I can't even breathe that good.
So why do you want him?
Because I'm the biggest softie than Alia.
Oh, yeah.
I think he loves it outside now by watching him. I think he really does love it out there.
He does.
Did he have any accidents?
Yes. Oh, God. Many accidents. She wrote...
plenty of golden doodles.
If Jack the cat was a rapper... His name would be MCPP.
Oh, no. Well, she wrote me this very appealing letter, or, you know, appealed to my my soft heart, you know, about how he was this changed cat and how while I was gone, how he was even cleaning himself. He has a problem with cleaning himself as well. And
my cat always makes a really funny face after she licks herself down there. It's really hilarious.
No.
Well, I was wrong because Jack was going behind my back.
But on the subject of Jack and the hunger strike, I was feeding him his tuna the other day, his cat tuna Figaro brand, and I'm on the hunger strike, I'm feeding him, and I was about ready to just eat it out of the can myself.
Figaro?
Yeah.
Figaro. Is that the expensive stuff?
Well, it's got vitamin. It doesn't have any meat byproducts like all the other ones.
It's not very expensive, but we just looked on the back of all the cat food, like meat byproducts.
It smelled really good to me, and I was about to mow into it.
I'm glad you didn't. Well, that wouldn't be a good way to break your fast.
I'm going to...
The master cleanse is... You do not...
Before maple, you know what, I'm eating with the cat.
Maple syrup and cat food.
Since it's my last week on the island and my last night hosting a radio show, I'm going to play a little Shakira, because that's gotten me in trouble before. People used to complain about me playing it at Vortex, but... In your face, Shakira haters.
You guys are so cool.
to be your lovers. Your family got bigger when they thought you were rich. Now like maniacs, they scratch your back even when it doesn't itch. I want to figure it all, I want to figure it all out. I want to save you from all the pain. Save you from the things that cause us pain. Cause it's an animal set, it's a cannibal role. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to fight you. It's an animal set, it's a cannibal role. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to fight you, mama. Everything you wanted, and once you have become a star, you got no right to bitch. But someday when you fail, the butcher on sale and buy you by the inch. But you're the real deal, and real is your middle name. You know sometimes I feel gotta earn every breath we take, baby. Never mind the rules we break. Cause it's an animal set, it's a cannibal world. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to fight you. It's an animal set, it's a cannibal world. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to rip you right off. With you I feel safe, there's nothing to fear from us. Away from the fangs of the world. I may be a coward, but you are brave. Nothing seems so dangerous. Cause it's an animal set, it's a cannibal world. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to fight you. It's an animal set, it's a cannibal world. So be obedient, don't argue, some are ready to rip you right off. Cannibal world.
What's up, everybody? I hope you enjoyed that. Animal City, Shakira, for the Dead Air Gypsies, me and Michael's last show. So we're counting down the top 10 reasons why Michael's on a strike. And number 5, I skipped to number 6 before. Number 5 is he is not eating until the villas in Green Valley, Arizona, let people under the age of 45 stay there unsupervised.
My mom, we're heading down to Tucson next week, and Ollie and Michael are going to stay there a little longer than I am, and so my mom was very worried because they can't stay there by themselves because they're under 45. And she wants to get out of that villa, by the way. She said, too many politics. She can't handle it. She says, I'm independent like you, Sue. Uh-huh.
Is it a gated community?
No, it's not. They're actually these sweet little villas. They're kind of cute. Well, they're like in threesomes. Yeah. And they get, you know, there's about, her little area is about 4 or 5 blocks of them. And it's really cute. I actually really like it.
What if you, like,
but I'm over 45.
What if you guys threw, like, a potluck, though, and, like, served Waldorf salad and...
And showed Matlock?
Yeah. Do you think that would get you in?
And we could count out our perfect change?
Totally.
It's funny, my mother works at a nursing home, and she tells about, like, older people starting fires and trying to escape and stuff. So it's like, who needs a supervision?
They do in the... elder person's home.
Yeah.
They start fires to try and escape.
One guy started a fire and went down the back stairs and got out to Broadway and was at the liquor store by the time they caught him.
Oh, my.
That sounds like a rough home.
No, well, this is definitely independent living.
No.
This is not assisted living or any kind of home or anything like that.
It's a community for active seniors.
Yes.
Active seniors.
Yeah, and they have a swimming pool.
Do they drive?
Yes, yeah. Golf carts.
Most of them. No, do most of them still drive cars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like big freaking cars?
You have
cars.
To be careful driving in Arizona with all the
You have to be
old
careful
people.
Walking.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the best thing, though, about Green Valley is the thrift shop.
Oh, yeah?
Because it, and I'm telling you, people...
Does the thrift shop have big glass, a glass storefront? Because I've heard, like, any big store with, like, big, huge glass windows on the front, like 99-cent stores... Those are, like, the most dangerous for, like, old people driving through them and killing
Ooh,
you.
Old people. That happens, actually.
All views really and opinions expressed on this program about elder people are those of the host and or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KLOI or Give.
No, but seriously, it seems like every time I go to visit my grandma in Arizona, there is a story about somebody crashing their car into a storefront.
It is true.
It happens a lot.
It is true. Well, the thing about the thrift shop, which makes it so very special, is people line up there. It opens up at 9, and I mean, I am in that line every day. I mean, I'm looking forward to this next week. There's just a huge line of people. And the reason why is because it's an elderly community. And, you know, people are passing in and out of there, if you know what I mean. And there is just a boon of stuff there. There's practically a museum to golf clubs there. And golf attire. And... There's just great stuff.
And it's old lady thrift shop prices. It's
oh,
not,
yeah.
Sweet.
It's not Value Village prices. It's old lady thrift shop, and like here, 25 cents.
Yeah. And here's another thing on that
if
thrift
you think,
shop.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, that's okay. We could really get going on this. Is because they have such good stuff. I mean, they have things in the cases of, you know, antiques and electronics and stuff. Is apparently the prices were so good that there were these antique dealers and stuff in Tucson who were like posing as volunteers and getting all the good things and then taking them back to Tucson and reselling them. So now
lame.
Yeah. Well,
they make you show your social security card if you want to volunteer.
Well, they have some more rigid policy now or something. I can't remember what, but it was very controversial there for a while. Huh. But, yeah. Anyways.
Well, you gotta respect the granny. And Adam Sandler's got a song about it. It's called Dip Doodle.
This is a song for all the grandmas out there. I know there's a lot of grandmas here tonight. Jabberwocky ding dong, slip slap sleep. Dipstick, patty whack, pee pee googly gee. Polly wally sling slang, squee dibbly doo. Wing wong ping pong, king kong, cheech and chong, hop hip, kaja goo goo. Hickory dickory, slickery, flip flap, dip skip to my loo. Flim flam wham blam sam bam Cunningham wax snack coochie coochie coo. Plus you got a dip, you got a doodle, you got a grandma's strudel. She stayed up all night to make it from scratch. You got a gish, you got a gash, you got a wax grandma's mustache. They lay out her socks to make sure they match. Whoa, you gotta help out your grandma. Slapperty dappity sling, schism scasm bing bang boo. Oh yep, oh yep, snipperty snap, walla walla scrappy dappy doo.
Piddle paddle, fiddle faddle, whittle waddle. A wee! Clunkety clang. A plop, a fizz, a wackety whiz. A chitty chitty bang, wang lang. Zippity doo dang, lippity yay. Oompa loompa doo. A piggly wiggly doo da, stinky winky linky, Fu Manchu. Plus, you got a dip, you got a doodle. You gotta shave grandma's poodle. Cause grandma would do the same for you. You gotta live here, you gotta lap here. You gotta hug grandma even though she's flabby. Cause you should know grandma's a people too. Whoa, you gotta love your grandma.
You guys are so cool.
If you listen to the words of the song, you know they're coming straight from the heart. Never make fun of your grandma, even when she rips a juicy fart. Remember to dip, you gotta doodle. You gotta stop playing with your noodle. Cause grandma said it'll make you go blind. You gotta give her, you gotta gipe her. You gotta change grandma's diaper. And then pretend that you really didn't mind. Oh, respect to the grandma.
That was Adam Sandler.
That's whacked.
I like that song.
Am I going to get a mustache?
No.
Are you going to have to change my diaper?
No.
What am I going to do then?
Speaking of that, me and Michael came up with a great idea for how to deal with Jack's problem.
Who's Jack?
Oh, the cat.
The cat.
Put him in Depends.
And he could
that means someone has to change him.
No, he could just stay in the same.
I like Jack, but
I
like Jack, but I don't like him that much.
No, Jack wouldn't like that anyway. He'd rather be.
This
alone.
Is becoming trash radio.
I know.
My mom said.
I
did.
Okay.
Sounds like AM.
Okay. You are listening to KLOI LP. Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM, and we're the Dead Air Gypsies.
That's very distinct.
Yay. Mm. And what's our next subject?
Okay, our next subject is, so what's another reason why you're on a hunger strike?
I'm not eating until you can get through every note of Amazing Grace on the tin whistle.
Okay, I'm going to try that because I really want you to eat.
Okay. I really want to eat. Too long a sacrifice will make a stone of the heart.
What's the first thing you're going to eat when you do eat?
God, I'm still got Jack's cat food in my head. No, I'm going to have, for real, I'm going to have waffles with the syrup that I've been eating on.
Gross.
Quality syrup. And then for lunch, I'm going to have tuna, like Jack's. I'm going to have human tuna.
With syrup?
No. I'm going to have real tuna, not Jack's tuna. People. But for lunch, I'm going to have real tuna. Bumblebee.
And I'm going to make pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin stew, yep. Pumpkin stew.
It sounds like a really bad combination of things.
Everything sounds good to me right now. Like everything. I'm like, I get the cravings of a pregnant woman. Mashed potatoes and ketchup and
you're
syrup
having like food hallucinations.
Yeah, I was reading an article about some dude that was talking about his favorite slice of pizza, and I just was like, pizza, like Homer Simpson. I was just spacing out on pizza.
And then I told him I had a veggie burger for lunch, and like 4 hours later, he's like, I'm still thinking about how you had a veggie burger for lunch.
Have you had dreams about food yet?
I don't ever remember my dreams, but no. I bet I am.
I dream about food all the time.
So I'm going to try to get through every note of Amazing Grace on the tin whistle, which I've only been learning for like 5 days.
We'll try to get through it, too.
And if I could get through...
Stezzy is lowering his headphones right now. Will you lower mine, too? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Is this yours?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Maybe I should take my headphones off.
Yeah.
Lower your radio.
Okay. The first note's the hardest.
Now accepted that I'll probably never eat again. I'm spacing out. I'm standing at the threshold of another trembling world.
I tried my hardest.
I'm really happy I don't have to hear that every day. But no offense.
You don't have to stick to your convictions, Michael. I think you can come off your fast without having any of these demands met.
Okay, well, now I got a song... And you can hear what a tin whistle is supposed to sound like.
Nice.
This is Dolly Parton.
Yay, Dolly.
I didn't know she played the tin whistle.
Me either.
She plays everything. She's insane. Like, she's the most talented person I've ever seen. Okay, here she is.
Never seen Gallagher.
Gallagher? Okay, here we go.
The guy who smashes watermelons
with a sledgehammer.
Oh, no. Okay, here's Only Dreamin'.
That takes talent.
Oh,
that you are no longer mine, but I will dream. Sweet day, to their surprise, you will say your love's still burning.
Still burning.
You'll dry these teardrops from my eyes. Oh,
I think her plane was almost as good as mine. What do you think?
Almost.
I couldn't tell who was Dolly and who was you.
Wow.
You're so loyal. I wonder if she can play Amazing Grace, because I think Amazing Grace is a lot harder.
Yeah.
Well. So, we were just talking about Breatharians. What are Breatharians?
They're people who believe they don't need to eat. And they can survive off of oxygen alone.
Whoa.
But I don't think it's true, because there was a guy at Parter Fair last year, and some people, after he was telling everyone how, like, much of a purist he was, some people caught him scarfing down cheeseburgers.
Whoa, that's God. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I was saying, sometimes the most purist speaking folks are always the most hypocritical. I mean, it wasn't an apple or a carrot or anything. It's a cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's like, know.
But it might have been like a really lightweight one.
So
very airy.
Reason number 8 why Michael is hunger striking, and this is actually a lot more practical than the other reasons, he is not going to eat until his food stamps kick in.
The first of the month.
It's food stamps, or shall I say foodies.
Some people tell me out here that I sound like a Kennedy when I talk. Ask not what you could do for your country, but ask what your country could do for you. Thank you for my food stamps.
How much do you get?
$130 a month. I'll be mowing down. Get a bunch of candy and watch some movies, you know? Get some pickled heron and all
can
that.
You buy,
well, you know, we're in hard economic times.
Can you buy non-alcoholic beer with it?
No, you can't buy energy drinks. Nothing heated or prepared. Like, it has to be stuff you have to, like, use. Yourself. You could use microwaves in the store and get one of those burritos and stuff.
You can buy sushi at some places, but
how about
some
donuts?
Places not.
Donuts, I think you could buy for sure, yeah.
You can buy gum.
That's why.
Really?
That's why that cop confiscated my food stamp card that time. You can buy donuts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you can buy sushi and say, yeah, that's the funniest thing. And some stores will let you buy. And I just, it feels weird eating sushi on food stamps.
That I feel is weird.
Aristocratic in some ways and slummy in other ways.
It sounds like Seattle food stamp eating, though, because they serve sushi at the Mariners game, too, which, back to the Chicago Cubs, you'd be shot.
You might have
if you were eating sushi at a Cubs game.
You might have trouble using your food stamp card, though, at a baseball game.
I'll take two. No, but what we do for the baseball games, me and Alia went to a Mariners game this summer, is you buy whatever you're going to buy and bring it in with you. You don't pay, what was it for a fried fries. Was it like $8 for French fries?
Yeah, and for a beer,
a cup of beer, $8 for Miller.
Yeah.
So we brought nips. We brought nips in.
How do you sneak them in? Do you have nips to sneak them in? Nips. Do you have to sneak them?
I yeah. hide them in my bra.
You put the oh. nips.
Because they search you that.
No. No. If they searched me there, I could sue them for a lot of money.
Her so. And my buddy would drop in the project. The guys they have doing the alcohol checks are like 90 years old. They don't even know what's going on. But that guy just kept on looking yeah. around.
Again, they're too tame here in Seattle. In Chicago, mm-hmm. Soldiers Field, they have this huge bin. And the guys checking you at the door, they're like, that one's mine, that one's mine. And they, you know, they put it aside, you know, or stuff like that. They're too tame.
What do they do with all the stuff they confiscate?
They take it.
Oh, yeah? What a cool job.
At least in Chicago.
Stealing liquor from people?
I know. Oh, yeah, like at the airport, how they confiscate, like, if, like, I had, like, this really nice lotion, and they just took it because I couldn't bring it on the plane. And I was like, well...
And it looked expensive.
I was like, you're welcome.
My aunt was married to a cop, and we were out in front of the Red Sox game, and he just called a scalper over. He's like, come here. And the guy comes over. He's like, you got tickets? Don't lie. And the guy's like, yeah. He grabs the tickets and just hands them to me and my father, and we go to the game.
Well, I think...
So cops are good for something.
Yeah. They're your uncle.
You gotta know your rights.
Thank you.
That was The Clash with Know Your Rights.
Hey.
Woohoo.
I know my rights. And it's my right to know where you're going from here after you leave Lopez, since you're my daughter.
Okay. We are going on an epic gypsy hobo adventure. It's actually pretty fitting. Our last night on Dead Air Gypsies, we're getting into our caravan and we're going on a gypsy trip.
What direction?
Well,
we're going from the northwest to the southwest, which is pretty cool.
And then from the southwest
to the southeast.
To the southeast.
So you're making a big rectangle.
And then from the southeast, we're going back to the southwest.
Yep. Oh. We're headed from here to Arizona, from Arizona to Florida. And then from Florida, we're just going to make our way, whatever way we get there, however. And we're definitely going to see, Dollywood?
Dollywood
and Graceland.
Yeah.
Send pictures.
So that's what we're going to do, and then we're going to hit Texas.
I want to see Dolly Parton's Tennessee Mountain Home.
But we're both learning the tin whistle. Ali is way ahead of me. Can you believe that? And we're both going to, play the tin whistle and, try to hawk some, jewelry and stuff like that on our little adventure, getting there, make a few bucks instead of spending money.
Are you going to busk with the tin whistle?
We're going to busk and hawk. That's what we're going to do. Hawking and busking. That's how we plan on getting there.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys rhyming and stealing, Ali and Michael busking and hawking.
Be sure to call me every now and then, okay? Or blog.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the whole way there, we're going to be making YouTube videos and uploading them on our YouTube channel.
So you're hobos with a laptop and a video camera?
Yeah. We're hobos that hope to become YouTube stars. And our YouTube channel is Southie by South End.
Southie by South End.
Check us out. So, reason number 9 that Michael's on a hunger strike. He's not going to eat until hippies and rednecks bridge the gap and hang out and kick it together.
Yeah, after this recent election with Obama winning, we know there's a lot of bitter rednecks out there that McCain didn't get in. I talked to one of them the other day. I won't say any names, but I said to him, hey, how you feel? Obama's in there. And he just looked at me like, you want to kill me? You know. So it's like time to
my get brother's over it. Not speaking to my mother.
That is ridiculous.
I know. I'm really upset about it. I really am upset about it. She should be able to vote for who she wants.
Yeah.
And you can guess who she voted for.
My father's an urban redneck, and I know he wanted McCain, and as soon as I see him in Florida, I'm going to go, Obama, Bumbaye, because we rub it in. We're jerks in Boston. I'm Obama, Bumbaye. That's what I'm going to keep saying.
But to remain peaceful, he's going to wear a t-shirt that says Maverick.
Maverick. I'm buying a Maverick t-shirt in Seattle. It's a t-shirt that says Maverick.
They're on sale.
Yeah. Well, okay. Reason number 10. We have finally reached the end of the list. Reason number 10, why Michael is hunger striking. He is not going to eat anything until KLOI reaches all of Lopez Island.
All of Lopez. From the South End, the rednecks to the hippies all over. We wanted to reach out.
Well, that's determined by...
Sorry.
That's determined by the FCC.
And we have hope with Obama in there that he'll change the FCC standards and get a decent tower for this wonderful island.
Because he listens to the station he called in last week.
Do you think the FCC cares if one more hippie starves to death?
They'd probably like one more.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's not going to eat till this station reaches all of Lopez Island. We need a little upgrade.
You can listen on the street.
Yeah, you can listen on the internet anywhere if you have the internet.
Yeah, but not everyone has a computer.
Yeah.
You can come down to my internet cafe.
We're going to have to be upgraded.
Where's that?
I'm not telling.
Oh, I forgot. I gotta talk at the beginning of the song because he says a swear word, but then he stops.
Okay, so turn it way down.
It is way down. We just, okay.
FCC, if you're listening, give us a big Atawa. We won't say it, but you give a big Atawa.
Yeah, we'll comply with all your guidelines.
Censors.
Okay, here.
Insufferable censors.
Let's get upgraded. Give me a drink, ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't no shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. That's a good thug, taking care, home and still fly. That's a good thug, and I'ma help you build up your account. That's a good thug, better yet a hood thug, believe me. When you're in the big meetings for the meals, that's a good thug, it take me just to compliment the deal. That's a good thug, and anything you cop, I split the bill. That's a good thug, better yet a hood thug, believe me. And now let me upgrade, get your autumn up a cage. You're switching necktie to purple labels. Upgrade you, up, can I up, let me upgrade you. I can do for you what Martin did for the people. Ran by the man, but the women keep the tempo. It's very seldom that you're blessed to find your equal. Still play my part and let you take the lead role. Believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. Your hustle with my hustle, I can keep you focused on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life, taking care of home and still fly. I can help you build up your account. Believe me, when you're in the big meetings for the meals, you take me just to compliment the deal. Anything you cop, I split the bill. You gotta say goodbye.
My grandmother tells me never say goodbye. Say see you later or so long. Shlanavalia.
See you later.
Okay. See you next time.
You'll hear us on another radio station.
So these other gypsies are gonna take it back. But we're not as regular as you guys.
We'll come back to Lopez when there's a giant towel and we can broadcast all over the country when Paul Allen does something about his community radio. They're good for nothing.
Intense.
You guys.
Okay. Bye. See you later.
Shlanavalia.
Bye.
Bye. I hope I'm not in trouble.
Sound, the rill and the rapids. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.